Tiger Lily's Orchids by Ruth Rendell, narrated by Nicholas Grace. This work is copyrighted 2010 by Kings Markham Enterprises Limited. This recording is copyrighted 2010 by W.F. Howes Limited. When Stuart Font decides to throw a housewarming party in his new flat, he invites all the people in his building, but he definitely does not want to include his girlfriend Claudia, as that might involve asking her husband. All the occupants of Litchfield House are about to experience a dramatic change in their lives. Living opposite, in reclusive isolation, is a young, beautiful Asian woman, christened Tiger Lily by Stuart. As though from some strange urban fairy tale, she emerges to exert a terrible spell. And now, Tiger Lily's Orchids.
Chapter 1. Alwyn was in Wicked Wine, buying gin. She understood from Rupert, whose shop it was, that these days wicked meant smart or cool, not evil, just as gay in some circles was starting to signify bad or nasty. She didn't much care, though she wondered why a shop which sold beer and spirits and Coca-Cola and orange juice advertised itself as purveying only wine. Rupert said, "That's the way it is," as if this explained everything. She bought three bottles of the cheap kind. Bombay Sapphire came expensive if you consumed as much of it as she did. Gin was her favourite, though she had no objection to vodka. Purely for variety's sake, she had tried rum, but rum was vile if you drank it neat, and she couldn't stomach orange juice or, God forbid, black currant. "Can you manage?" said Rupert. "Or do you want me to do you a double bag?" "Not really." "Your neighbour Stuart, is it? Don't know his other name, was in here this morning, stocking up on champers. Having a party, I said, and he said it was a housewarming, though he's been here for weeks, and he was inviting all the other folk in Litchfield House." Alwyn nodded, but said nothing. Outside it was snowing, and not the kind of snow that becomes a raindrop when it touches the ground. This snow settled and gradually built up. Alwyn, in rubber boots, trudged through it along Kenilworth Parade. The council had cleared a passage in the roadway for cars, a passage that was rapidly whitening, but done nothing for pedestrians apart from scattering the ice-coated slippery pavement with mustard-coloured sand. She passed the furniture shop, the pizza place, the post office, and Mr. Alley's on the corner, and turned up into Kenilworth Avenue. Most of the time the place was as dreary as only a London outer suburb can be, but the veiling of snow transformed it into a pretty Christmas card.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?